BBC News with Jerry Smith. Donald Trump is in Hawaii after embarking on a lengthy tour of the Asia-Pacific region that's expected to be overshadowed by North Korea's controversial nuclear program. US military officials at the headquarters of Pacific Command briefed Mr. Trump on regional security issues. Mr. Trump sets off for Japan later. China's legislature has included the semi-autonomous territories of Hong Kong and Macau into new legislation that will greatly increase the punishment for disrespecting the national anthem. The legislation makes it a criminal act to mock the anthem, punishable by up to 3 years in prison. Belgian prosecutors are starting to review a European arrest warrant sent by Spain for the deposed Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont and four of his ministers. The Catalans arrived in Belgium earlier this week after Spain accused them of rebellion and sedition. An American citizen is expected to appear in court in Zimbabwe today, charged with insulting President Robert Mugabe. Martha O'Donovan, who works for a satirical video outlet, may also be accused of plotting to overthrow the government. She denies the allegations. The White House has tried to downplay the findings of a major climate change report compiled by 13 US federal agencies. The study is at odds with assertions from President Trump. It concludes that human activity is the main cause of global warming. A Trump campaign adviser on foreign policy, Carter Page, reportedly met a Russian deputy prime minister while visiting Moscow last year. But Mr. Page told CNN they exchanged only a brief comment after a dinner. Mustafa al-Imam, a man recently captured by US special forces in Libya, has appeared in a court in Washington, accused of involvement in the attack on the US diplomatic compound in Benghazi in 2012. The US ambassador and three other Americans were killed in the attack. BBC News.